Application for see, I wish DJ can run my program. Cause I'm in the mood and my vibe is strong. So who's gonna be the lucky one? Well, Bounty Killer too stiff, so him can't position. Me no see where gala run down pan elephant man. Boy kinda cute, but me no trust baby sham. Too much bubble spar with Cable Town. Now just the other day, me did a scope, Mr. Lex, but him got tear off the shot on my side chicken chest. General crash the van, so we can't make no flex. I'm afraid of the one mercy.
Can't you see what I've been going through? Cause I wanna be with you.
Baby, don't you wanna be with me?
Forbidden Crimes, Chapter 1. Officer Harvey Bannock sighed and slumped back in his seat. Just another 5 minutes and he could clock out and leave. He couldn't wait. His shift had been lengthy and tedious. He just wanted to get home. Speed trap duty was incredibly dull and he was eager for a promotion so he could transition to more serious police work. An opulent looking automobile went by and his speed gun went crazy. He cursed. All he wanted was to head home, but now he had to take care of this last-minute speedster. He briefly switched on the siren as soon as he was behind the car, hoping to quickly get rid of this annoyance and go home to unwind. Veronica Blanken just had the worst day. Her car had broken down and made her late for work, and her day had only gotten worse from there. Once she finally got to work, she learned that her biggest nemesis had already been granted the promotion she had been hoping to get. She had really needed a job change, but now it looked like it wasn't going to happen anytime soon. She was startled out of her thoughts when a siren sounded behind her. She cursed loudly as she noticed she was traveling 5 miles over the speed limit. She considered attempting to flee from the officer, but that would only make things worse. She muttered in annoyance as she searched for a place to pull over and had to fight the urge to make a disrespectful gesture to the cop when the siren sounded once more. Veronica didn't care anymore. Whatever the fine, she would pay the officer and go about her horrible day. God, she hadn't thought she could get any more irate. Harvey could see the woman now and gritted his teeth in anger when he saw her angry face. He would give her the biggest fine possible, that's for sure. He hated haughty drivers who believed they could do as they pleased and then got mad when they were pulled over. Veronica pulled over in the parking lot of a service station just as Harvey was ready to flick the siren once more. She stopped the car and waited for the officer. He would regret pulling her over today, she murmured in anger. The last thing I need is a fine, but these cops have nothing better to do but meet their stupid quotas. Whenever, she thought, I've had to deal with much more nonsense than this today. I just need to get this done and get home. Harvey unlocked his door, grabbed his ticket book, and stalked across to the automobile in front of him. Since he was meant to be off duty at this point, he wasn't in the mood for any more crap today. With frustration, he prayed that his promotion would come sooner rather than later. As the woman sat inside and took her time looking up, he impatiently banged on the window. Veronica became even more incensed when he rapped on her window, and she threw him a look that would make a lion tremble. What can I do for you? She raised a brow. Officer, Veronica growled after she lowered the window. Harvey was even more angered by her haughty demeanor and snapped. Not speeding through the back roads where people walk and children play might be a good start on what you can do for me, he said. Handing me your license and registration would help too. Veronica glared up at him and was taken aback by the demanding cop's devilishly seductive appearance, especially in the piercing eyes that looked like storm clouds as he glared at her. How dare he be that attractive and such an asshole? How do I know you're a real cop? Veronica countered. The cop car should have been a tip-off, he said. Or maybe this badge, he said, tapping his chest. Stop stalling and give me your license and registration. Veronica merely lifted her chin and stayed stubbornly silent. Get out of the car, he said. What? Veronica was a bit taken aback, but if he wanted to play, she'd be happy to do so. Get out of the car, or there will be more charges. You've given me reason to believe you might be hiding something. Had it been any other day, Veronica would have been horrified at how she was treating this cop, but it wasn't another day. It was today, and today she decided she hadn't pushed him all the way yet, after the frustrating day she had just experienced.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?